Welcome back in, Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. Robbie Stanley, Joe Rex Road, Ryan Porter with you on this Wednesday morning in Nashville, Tennessee. The Predators are vibing right now. A 7-2 win last night against the reigning Stanley Cup champions. And to help us talk more about that, we go to our 102.5 The Game phone line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, and welcome in Predators centerman Matt Duchene, brought to you by Gary Ashton Remax Advantage and by Two Rivers Ford. Matt, what's going on, brother? How are we doing?
Hey, good. How about you guys?
We are doing great. Appreciate you taking time to join us this morning. What did you think of that game last night? A 7-2 win for your guys against the Tampa Bay Lightning, winners of 13 out of their last 16 games. It's been a really fun stretch of hockey to watch as of late.
Yeah, it has. I don't know if I expected the boys to, you know, win that way, but, you know, it was great to see. I mean, you get up to a hot start and we're starting to score more, and we look like more, a little more dangerous, a little more creative out there, and it's producing. So great to see, and I'm excited to jump back in at some point here and hopefully join in on that.
Okay, I'll be the guy to ask that again then. What, anything improving, Matt? Do you have any sort of feel on timeline?
Yeah, finally. I had a good step in the right direction on the weekend, and so I'm hoping, you know, in the next week or so here, we're still kind of going through it. I'm going to skate today again, but I've finally got over the hump here a little bit. So it took longer than we expected and thought, just a lot of swelling and stuff holding me back, but that seems to be in the clear now, or gone. So it's something that, you know, it's not going to be perfect going forward, but it's it won't really affect, it shouldn't affect the way that I'm able to perform. So I'm excited to finally have some light at the end of the tunnel. It was really frustrating there for a bit after a really, you know, after thinking I was going to beat my timeline, then being a little bit behind it. So just excited to get back.
Well, great news on that front, Matt, and I'm sure, like you mentioned there, it's frustrating anyway when just the injury part of it takes place, but, you know, watching the team completely turn this thing around as well and go from, you know, maybe a seller at the deadline to now firmly in a playoff spot, you've won 13 out of the last 16 games, and you've had to be just chomping at the bit to get back in on this action.
Yeah, for sure. I think the first part of the season was heavy, and I think the turning point kind of was that road trip. Where we were able to go, you know, just over 500 and, you know, get a little bit of momentum. You know, it's not like, you know, we just turned it around overnight. It took a lot of work for the guys we were kind of, sputtering along a little bit up and down, you know, a few games under 500. And then we had a 5 or 6 game winning streak there. And that's all it takes in a year like this to really turn things around. So, I'm excited to get back and jump back in, and the big thing is there's always that thing in the back of your mind, you want to come back and play your game and be a factor, but you also don't want to screw things up for the guys. So guys are playing so well, and I'm just excited to come back and join in and, you know, feel part of it again. I missed half the season, it's been, you know, my longest or second longest injury I've ever had, so but I've been working on a lot of things and getting better, at the stuff I do, I guess, in the time I've been off. So hopefully I can put it to good use when I get back and help the team move forward.
Robbie mentioned the trading deadline there, Matt. Certainly wasn't lost on me that a day after, actually, not only no moves made in terms of trading players away, a player is brought in for a 7th-round pick. And then David Poile said what he said about this team and then the performance last night. What does it do for a room in a season like this, you know, when it comes down to actually so much talk of trades and they don't happen and there's sort of that show of confidence in the team?
Yeah, I think the same thing kind of happened last year, and we started to play really well after the deadline last year too. So I think the big thing is we have a group that wants to be together, that wants to be here. I've been a part of teams that when there's a bunch of rumors around the deadline and some guys are like, maybe it's good for me to go. Grass might be greener on the other side here. So, you know, and the guy, you can kind of tell that vibe. here it was not that way at all. Guys did not want to go anywhere. Guys wanted to be part of this. We believe that we have a team that can win the Stanley Cup right here, right now. And yeah, have we underachieved the last couple of years? Yeah, we have. But at the same time, you can turn that around, and we've seemed to be on the right path, and you want to get hot at the right time. We have guys like Victor Arvidsson, who's, in my mind, had a good year and has not been rewarded the way he should, but now he's starting to. So, he's got 5 goals in his last, like, 3 games or whatever. So, really, really good to see guys like that start to get rewarded. And then, you know, the vibe picks up and the energy picks up and just that, you know, you start to really believe. And I think we're seeing a lot of guys start to get hot at the right time. And it's great. It's great because we were just so snake bit on the start of the year. I've never seen a team so struggle so hard to score goals. So it's great to see. It's great to see us really, you know, getting rewarded now.
Predators forward Matt Duchene on with us, brought to you by Gary Ashton Remax Advantage and by Two Rivers Ford. And Matt, a couple of young guys that have jumped out to me in this recent play here has been, of course, Yakov Trenin and Tanner Jeannot, not only with the offense they're providing, but the physicality as well. And we know the game's changed. I mean, it's not the same game that it was in the late 90s and the early 2000s. But still, like, how important can guys like those guys providing that physical presence be for a team, especially as you get closer to the playoffs coming here?
Yeah, I think the big thing is they're just embracing their role. They're, you know, they know that they have to play that way to be effective, and they're doing that. So, and then you got a guy like Sissons in the middle, who's a veteran guy, a leader of this team, and a guy that, you know, does the same thing, accepts what he does and does it very well. And he kind of drives that line with those boys. So whether it was Olivier there before, who was playing really well, or, you know, Jeannot coming in, and then, you know, Yak, his game's really gone upward lately. So it's, everyone's got to kind of accept where they're at, and not accept where they're at, but, like, you never want to let your role limit you, but at the same time, you know, you want to buy into what can I do to help the team, and if that's what we need from guys, and that's, you know, that's what they're doing. So it's been great, and it's great to see Jeannot get his first goal last night. He's played really hard the last couple games, and, you know, bangs went in, right place, right time, and, you know, he deserved it for sure.
So, Matt, big win over Tampa Bay again. Like you said, kind of turned around a month ago or so. You know, you guys are down there on a road trip, a win there, playing a lot better against Tampa Bay, including even Saturday, you know, losing 3-0, but Vasilevskiy was great. So it seems like there's a little bit of, affirmation, I guess, against that team. I'm wondering now with Carolina next, how would you assess how you guys played against them and matched up against them in the first 4 meetings?
Yeah, Carolina is a funny team. When you play them, it doesn't even feel like you're playing the same sport sometimes as when you're playing a lot of other teams. They just play a very different style. There's not a lot of time and space. They're fast. They're a very strange team, and you kind of they come at you like crazy. And if you make a couple good plays, you get great A scoring chances, but, you know, they make you make good plays. So I think, you know, the big thing for us, I think the confidence that we have right now with the plays we're making and the things we're doing, I think it's a team that we haven't matched up great against this year, but I think we're ready to, you know, kind of slay that dragon, so to speak. So, you know, we could see them in the first round. I mean, we know we're going to probably be in that fourth spot, and it's a jump ball for the top spot in our division right now. And you know, all three of those teams we haven't done great against, but we started to improve that. And it's a short season this year, so it's one of those things where the learning curve is really steep. And I think right now is a better time than any to really, you know, take a step in that direction. And going into Carolina, it's never an easy game in there. They come out, you know, it's a hornet's nest. I always call it a hornet's nest in there. And it's one of those good tests for us right now. And even to go in there and take one game out of the two right now against a team like that would be great. So that's, we obviously want to win both, but at the same time, you know, you want to go in for sure, at least leave 1-1. So we'll see what happens. I have confidence that the boys are going to play their best two games against them, though.
Matt, last thing for you here. I mean, obviously still a lot of work to do before the playoffs come, and you've got to get to that spot. But let's just say, for the sake of argument, that you do. Can playing this way and playing, you know, basically playoff hockey right now, can that springboard a team coming into the playoffs? We hear that all the time from management and from coaches around the league, but from a player's perspective, is there something to that coming into the playoffs hot that you think gives you an edge heading into a series?
Yeah, I think – I don't know if the playoff-style stuff really is a advantage or not. I think some years it – some teams it is, some teams it's not. I think coming in hot is an advantage, whether you're, you know, a team that's at the top of the standings or right, you know, just squeaking in. You know, a few years ago when I was in Columbus and I got traded at the deadline and headed to Columbus, and we kind of loaded up for a playoff run, and we had to go 8-2 in the last 10 games to make it on the second last game. And just that level we were playing at, then we swept Tampa, and Tampa had the best regular season record in a long time. People were, I remember before game one, they had the Stanley Cup at their rink already, like basically like, okay, this is probably where it's going to be handed out. And us coming, just being hot going into that series, I think really it just builds confidence, and you know you can beat anybody. So I think, you know, for us, we just want to keep this going. I think what I like about right now, the vibe of our team is guys are, they're excited, but it's like, okay, on to the next one. Let's just get ready. And the focus is really, really high. And that speaks to, like I've talked about before, the character that we had in the room.
Predators forward Matt Duchene has been our guest here on Robbie and Rex Road, brought to you by Gary Ashton Remax Advantage and by Two Rivers Ford. Matt joins us every Wednesday here at 8:45. Matt, great stuff, man. Wish you continued success in your recovery. Hope to see you back on the ice as soon as possible. And thanks for joining us. We appreciate it.
Hey, thanks, guys. We'll talk to you next week.
Absolutely. Thanks, Matt Duchene every week here on Robbie and Rex Road at 8:45. When we come back, we'll react a little bit to what Matt Duchene had to say there, and talk a little bit more about this hockey team after the game last night, the shellacking of the reigning Stanley Cup champions. What did the Predators prove to us last night against Tampa Bay? That coming up next. This is Robbie and Rex Road, live from the Wholesaling Studios, powered by RumbleOn.com. You're on ESPN 102.5 The Game.